This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria here on the 14th of July. Happy Bastille Day, if that's your bent in life. The COVID situation continues to restrict our lives, and people who are observant are beginning to dig around and find what the story behind the story is. We just recently had a conversation with Jack Stockwell, one of the doctors involved on this program and in the weekly show I do on health called Good Day Health, with a focus on people who have, especially young children, who've gotten flu shots, becoming 440% higher to get infected by COVID than those who did not get flu shots. So what can you add to that, Jennifer?
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with that. This actually focuses particularly on young adults.
Yeah.
And right now, a new survey is out that says 1 in 3 young adults that are at risk for COVID-19 have smoking as a commonality, and that smoking plays a big part in the risk. A lot of people are saying, why are the numbers spiking? Why are so many young people getting COVID? And a couple of answers. They are more likely to be participating in protests, and half of them, at least by my visual count, look like they're protesting without masks on. The other, according to researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, is that smoking is really prevalent among young adults. And so
it is?
Coming
back?
Well,
young women more than men or both?
Everybody vapes.
Vaping. Oh, okay.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people smoke regular cigarettes, but also vaping. I think people even consider themselves non-smokers, even though they're vaping nicotine or marijuana.
I think you're right. I do think that people probably, I've never heard anyone say that, but you're right. I think they do think of themselves as a non-smoker if they're vaping. Yep.
Done.
Knock, knock. Anybody
not you,
home?
But them, like, hello.
I know.
So 1 in 3 young adults is at risk of severe COVID-19, smoking playing a big part in that risk, according to this new research. The University of California, San Francisco looked at more than 8,000 participants in the age category of 18 to 25 who had participated in a national health interview survey to see if their medical vulnerability to severe COVID-19 was in relation to risk indicators that had been set out by the CDC. And the researchers found that 32% of the total study population were medically vulnerable for severe COVID-19. However, when the group of participants who smoked cigarettes or e-cigarettes were taken out of the analysis, the medically vulnerable percentage actually decreased by half to 16%.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a huge thing. Young adults, if you want to know how many people are smoking, at least based on the survey, young adults who reported that they engaged in 30 days of in the past 30 days in smoking, 1 in 10, by the way, and past 30 days for e-cigarette use, 1 in 14. So those numbers add up, and that seems to be what's contributing to the amount of young people now that we're seeing get sick, even if they're relatively healthy with no pre-existing medical conditions.
So we're looking at two different age groups, talking about the young children who get flu shots being more vulnerable to infection. And now when you look upper teenagers into their 20s, let's say, that group that's doing the vaping and what they or any kind of smoking, inhaling, any of that stuff, it attacks your lungs. All that smoke, what it does is plug up the capillaries so you can't exchange the oxygen that you need. Lungs are there to clean the blood. That's what they are there for. And if you can't get oxygen into your blood, then you die. It's pretty simple. And so it's very interesting information, Jennifer. Thank you. Speaking of interesting, 10 past the hour on the DJV program, my friend Nick Miles, who is the helm at rautoexpert.com and the auto person that we talk to here on this program every week, is standing by with a new Bronco at his side. This has captured the imagination of people in America and, frankly, around the world, car buffs, people who remember the old Bronco. Ford has done a fabulous job at promoting the mystique behind it. Would you say that was good? That was a good overview, the mystique, Nick?
Yep, You're a wordsmith, my friend, a wordsmith.
Thank you.
Yeah. They've been teasing us for 3 years, Doug, and finally arrived at 8 p.m. last night. The new Bronco is here in three different flavors, by the way, which is really cool. You're going to get a two-door, a four-door, and a sport version as well. So something for everybody in our society, and, of course, with that Bronco heritage of off-roading.
All right. So you've driven one?
No, not quite there. I'm standing in front of all three of them right now in an off-road park just about 30 miles north of Detroit, where we've been doing a little television this morning, the second best media in the United States next to radio, and been playing with it.
Good for you. Hey, Nick, you've got it. Hooray for Nick. So,
playing with it's kind of fun.
It's 25 years since Ford had this. Did they really go out of production because of O.J. Simpson and the notoriety that the Bronco got?
No, I only you would go there with this vehicle and the whole O.J. thing. You know what? I think at the time it wasn't right for Bronco. You know, it wasn't right. But everyone's been asking it. For it since the early 2000s, finally coming back this year. But it's been 3 years of teases, and I think nobody's been disappointed so far taking
right.
a look at these.
So let's talk about the guts of this. I don't know whether this will send Victoria around the bend. I want to know what the drivetrain is all about, what the undercarriage, what the chassis. Is it from something else, or is it all just Bronco?
I mean, of course, some of these parts have been sort of taken from Ford's archives and used, but they built the car from the ground up brand new. They put Dana 44s on this vehicle so we can really do off-road, reinforce all the shocks. 10 million miles of testing. They weren't messing around when they put this vehicle together. So they knew that this was going to have to be a high-class vehicle. It can do best-in-class, pretty much everything. Waterfording for the two- and the four-door is going to be just short of 12 inches for the sport version, which is the sort of smaller version of the vehicle. That's going to be able to do somewhere around 8 inches. It's really going to be super capable. It looks good. Plus, they've given a lot of the tech stuff, which all of the young'uns want today in their vehicles. They have a mounting bar on the front to mount your cell phone to and your GoPros to, with power right at the base of the windshield. Grab handles everywhere. They've really decked it out, too. One of the things I really like about it, Doug, is that you can use the cameras to record what you do off-roading, and then you can share it with other people, so you can show them how great you are at off-roading these vehicles.
Or you can turn it on when you're stopped by the police.
Does the two-door, I saw the Ford Broncos last night when this was debuted, and I think it looks really cool. Does the two-door have a removable roof like a Jeep Wrangler would?
Yes, so here's a couple of the things that they've really done right at Ford with this. The doors and the roof come off. They're super light. And the old doors and the old roof was like 250 pounds of the Bronco. The new one could be taken off by one person. It's aluminum. The great thing about the doors is they store in the back. Like when you take the doors off the four-door, they actually have cases in the back that store them, so no longer do you need to leave them inside the roof. Yeah, and the mirrors, I don't know if you remember sort of the Wrangler, the mirrors were actually on the door, so when you took the door off, the mirror went with it, and you had to get extra mirrors to go on the fender. Well, that's not the case with the Bronco. The mirrors are actually on the fenders themselves, old school, and that means that when you take those doors off, which can be taken off by one person very easily, it means that you actually get to keep the mirrors on the vehicle. So they thought about everything, even to the state, Doug, and Victoria, where they put drainage plugs in the floor, so if you get in and you're covered in maybe Doug's case, manure, or you get mud or whatever in the vehicle, you can actually hose out with the drainage the bottom of the floor.
Yeah, and they definitely borrowed that from the Jeep Wrangler, because I've had five Wranglers in my time, and so I've had to hose down the interior, and those drainage plugs are a good thing to have for sure.
Yeah.
So what are we going to have to separate ourselves in terms of our bank account? How much money, what's the range here, and what do we get for our money?
So when I talked to you last time, I was going to guess it was going to start around $32,000. Actually, a bit of a jaw-dropper for me. The sport version, the smaller version, starts at just under $29,000, and the two-door version starts at just under $30,000. Now, the first editions, which apparently are all sold out, they sold them out last night, which is basically if you take a four-door first edition with every single option on it, the highest I could get it last night was $63,000. I put absolutely everything on it. So somewhere between 30 and 60 is the sweet spot for those people that want a brand new Bronco.
So can you still reserve? You just said the stuff was all sucked up last night. You were talking yesterday, we discussed this, there would be reservations, put $100 down, and the chase is on. Is that no longer available?
Yeah, the reservations themselves, there's, so for instance, the 2 and the 4-door have 6 different trim levels, and in the Sport you have 4 different trim levels. They're still available. They had a first edition, which they limited, and they won't tell me how many. They had a first edition that they limited to the first few people that came around, probably a couple thousand, I'm going to guess. Those sold out almost immediately. This is the thing, I told Ford, by the way, this is a badge of honor to wear. Last night, there was so many people trying to reserve these vehicles, they crashed the Ford website. So there's a lot of frustrated people trying to reserve their vehicle last night, and the website went down just because they anticipated huge response, but they got way more than they actually anticipated. So really popular.
If people want to see these, does the average Ford dealership have a Bronco in its showroom today?
No, you will start to see. So you can go to Ford.com, obviously, to reserve your Bronco or to see the Bronco and learn more about it. But the Broncos will go like this. So the Sport version, which is the smaller version, will arrive in dealerships towards the end of this year. And you're going to have to wait till first quarter, spring of next year sometime, to see the 2 and the 4-door arrive. And by the way, the 2 and the 4-door made about 30 miles from where I'm standing here in northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so does this hurt other American brands? Does the interest in the Bronco take away from sales of the Jeep, which is what we were talking about a little bit more? It's more the Jeep than anything else. So does the Jeep get hurt by this, or just more people going to buy these kind of cars?
I think this is the way we're going, and especially with things like COVID, everybody's looking for that, you know, I call them zombie apocalypse vehicles, vehicles that you could actually have, you know, if you had to go live in the wild, what were you going to buy if you had to sort of, a lot of people aren't going to be flying anywhere, so they're going to be using their vehicles for vacation, this sort of thing. I think it's this sort of the hot trend right now is to have these off-road vehicles. I think it does nothing but help Jeep, by the way. Jeep, last month, had almost their best month ever for Wrangler, so they're not hurting at all. This is just compounding the situation. And I don't think it's the end here, by the way. I'm sure Jeep will have something else, and I'm sure Ford will have different motors and those sort of things. This is just the beginning of a new cycle of cars that you're going to see with these big old off-road vehicles. The cool thing that Ford are doing, Doug and Victoria, that I really like is all of these vehicles come in only 4x4. So you can't get a 2x4.
I have a very good friend. Matter of fact, he buys me all my cars, runs a Jeep dealership here, and he's seen an increase, a rapid increase, in the number of Jeep, the off-road vehicles. They can't keep them in stock. They just sell them out at premium pricing, and they're gone. And the people buying them are 20s to 30s. So that pretty much underscores what you're saying. Yep.
Hi, Nick. Vehicles, I'll tell you that you're going to see more. You might see, I would guess you'd see a truck, a three row. The story just begins today.
Yep. All right. The Bronco. Story on the new Bronco from our pal Nick Miles, who knows everything there is to know about cars and the trends in automotive design here in our country. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here. Speaking of experts, I think I sound like an expert every once in a while, Victoria. Well, I am, because I try out all these things that I talk about. Power swabs has been something I've been using for 8 years, because that's how long I've been talking about them on the air. Power swabs is an all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Pretty simple message. There's a 7-day sort of intensive teeth whitening kit that you get, and that's part of what you're paying when you go to powerswabs.com. You look at the suggested price, and then you take off 40%, and then another 10% with a DJV10 code, DJV10, get you another $10 off. This fabulous way, they don't automatically ship you. They're not doing that kind of thing. You want more, you call them or you go online and you get more. But this powerful way to keep your teeth beautiful, powerswabs.com, DJV10 is the code. Save $500 from getting the dentist.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus has now killed more than 573,000 people around the globe. That's as of this morning, and the U.S. has had more than 135,000 fatalities from it since the pandemic began earlier this year. Many of the deaths were in New York and New Jersey. But where those states have seen numbers of cases stabilize recently, there are many new hot spots like Florida, Arizona, and Texas, where the virus cases are surging. In fact, California is rolling back its reopening process because of that. More than 329,000 Californians have now tested positive, and the state's death toll has passed 7,000. The Small Business Index for June just out is up more than 6 points, as 8 of the 10 components improved, indicating that America's small business owners continue to be optimistic about the economy's rebound. And this is USA Radio.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With the latest developments concerning a presidential decision, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A federal judge has asked for clarity on President Trump's order that commuted the criminal sentence of Republican political operative Roger Stone. U.S. District Court Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who presided over the case and sentenced Stone to 40 months in prison earlier this year, demanded to see a copy of Trump's executive order. Jackson added that she needs to clarify the scope of Trump's order to see if commuting Stone's sentence also applies to his supervised release. The president commuted the sentence on Friday for his former advisor, just as Stone was due to report to prison on Tuesday. He was convicted last fall for lying to Congress, witness tampering, and interfering in the House's Russia investigation, which searched for ties between the Trump campaign and Moscow. Former special counsel Robert Mueller said in a Washington Post opinion piece on Saturday that in spite of the commutation of his sentence, Stone remains a convicted felon.
And a new study says the Los Angeles area has a higher chance of getting hit by a devastating earthquake within the next year following some major quakes in Ridgecrest, which they say may have shaken up the Garlock Fault, which they say could trigger the San Andreas Fault to slip. The USGS says there is a relationship between those faults, but they're not backing the findings of that study just yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What is going on, and how does it affect you? This is the DJV program. Jennifer's off to the other studio for the other gig, mornings in L.A., so here we are, Victoria Keenan and I, looking at what the situation is with China. Well, I know. You know what? My mind wasn't on China when we were talking about the Bronco and what you can get for 30 grand. And I was thinking about all the other cars or other things that have been promoted over the years the way, I was trying to think of something comparable for Chevy, and I can't really think.
You know,
they revived the Camaro. You have a what?
We have a Chevy SUV that's a small, it's a smaller SUV, and it's the Trax, and that's $30,000. So it's the same price. It's
would you rather, would you trade in your, you like your, the these vehicles because we had a lot of Jeeps. Would you trade in the Chevy for a Bronco now that you know what the story is?
I would, because they look really cool. They look so cool, I totally would.
Can you talk Lewis into it?
He doesn't care. He's a Honda guy. Like, he's a city guy.
Honda?
Like, his whole family just buys one Honda Accord after another. So,
really?
Like, he's he's
boring.
A Queen City guy. I grew up in the Jersey Shore with Jeeps. So, I like to take the roof off and the doors off. And that's my thing.
I can see you. I can
see
you driving down the highway with your hair flying in the background and you get on shorts or
Wrangler.
Something.
I really do miss my Wrangler.
You know what? I don't want to say life is short. You should have what you want. But even if life isn't short, you ought to have what you want. And if people use money as an excuse oftentimes for not doing, I don't think I can afford that. You know, what are you saving it for?
The practicality, though, the practicality of it is we don't need a second car.
No, so then trade in the Chevy and get a Bronco. That's what you do.
Well, did Nick say when they're actually hitting the market? Like, when will you actually be able to buy one?
Sounds that well. You can buy one now. You won't get delivery of it until late in the year, maybe early next year.
So that's something I would think about for sure.
Into production. But you can go drive the other thing, and they'll probably, I'm going to guess, when they promote things like this, it's the whole situation since COVID is the reality. You can buy cars cheaper. You get more for your trade. You know, it's a little better time to be trying to buy a new vehicle. Even though car sales have jumped back up again quite substantially, as I was talking about my friend that runs the Jeep dealership, the other day when we were talking about the car that I was getting, which isn't a Jeep, but he finds me the car that I like, and so I trust him. And he said it was like 2:00 in the afternoon. They'd already sold 6 cars, and he said we had 8 more deals pending. You know, that's
crazy. That's good. That's good news. You know, I'm sure the interest rate on loans helps. You know, the low interest rates now on loans, I'm sure that's a big factor.
Well, Jeep, Chrysler Corporation, which owns Jeep, is offering 0%, zero down, that sort of stuff. That'll move. And so the financing is good for that kind of stuff. But then when it comes to late model used cars, you know, you got to kind of go to the credit union or the bank to borrow the money for that. The big companies are no good when it comes to financing some of the second tier cars. They're only good when it comes to moving the new cars off the lot. That's what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Move the new cars. And so that's what they do. So it's cool. But I was thinking about the Camaro. I was thinking about the Mustang when it was revived and some of the other. What would be other examples of great cars or great car brands or identities that came back?
You know, to be honest, I think except for the new Ford Bronco, I think that all of the revamps have been just very mediocre. That Mustang, when it came out, was like, the Camaro, we rented, our friends rented one of those new Camaros that's kind of like a big, it's meant to kind of look like a modern, you know, muscle car. We rented one, and it's okay. It's still a car, you know. It's, my brother drives a 68 Chevelle. You're never going to find another, you know, that's his
car. I had a 68 Chevelle that I actually gave to Rich McFadden number of years ago.
Like if you're looking for a muscle car, you buy an actual muscle car.
Right.
I think everybody else, I think all these companies need to stop trying to pretend that they're making new muscle cars because they're not. But in the case of the Bronco, that is it has a cool modern Mad Max kind of look to it, but it also has a lot of throwback to the 60s Bronco, which I think is I think they really did a great job. And you know, Ford is a great American company with such a history and a legacy. I've never owned a Ford, but I'd be more than happy to settle into a new Bronco.
I came from a Ford family. My father had Fords and Lincolns and...
Well, my dad had Lincolns and Cadillacs, so I guess we've had Fords in the family.
I had General Motors cars for a long time, and then I got screwed around and I never bought another one. I have Ford trucks I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Isn't the Ford 150, isn't that still like the most popular pickup truck?
Yeah, most popular vehicle. No, most popular vehicle in the world. They sell more 150s than any other vehicle made anywhere in the world. And that's been the case for like 23, 24 years.
Yeah.
Very popular. So, and I was just thinking, I have a 150, two 250s, a 350, a 450, and a 550 on my farm, yeah.
Do you need all of those?
Well, yeah, they come in handy. I have the one I drive, I have a 250 that I drive. I used to drive a 350, but the engine gave out, and so I bought a 250, and I quite like it. I don't buy anything new. And when it comes to cars, I get a car that's a couple of years old and keep it for a couple of years. When it comes to trucks on the farm, I'll buy this truck I found. Matter of fact, Richie, whose family's in the car business, found this truck for me down in Baltimore. And it was the 2002, had 200-something thousand miles on it. I've done very little to it. I bought it, put my body on the back of it, and have been driving it happily. It was tight, it was well maintained. It's a good truck. So if you look around for them, and I don't know whether Ford is better at that than Chevy. It's hard to, the Chevys never have really, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like a truck to me. Because I was a GMC guy, and the GMC and the Chevy is the same thing now. It doesn't make any difference. But I don't know. I don't. The Dodges, I'll tell you something. And Nick Miles is very high on the Dodge. The new Dodge trucks are very well built, and they're selling very, very well. Jeep products are Jeep, Chrysler products, Jeep and Dodge and Chrysler. They are a much better company now than they were. When Lee Iacocca ran it, fabulous company. When he left, they cheapened it up, got sold, kicked around a little bit, belongs now to Fiat. But
no, I thought
still,
Fiat sold it. Because it was Fiat Chrysler for a while, and all the Jeep, they changed the models of all the Jeeps. A friend of mine got one, and it just looked like this weird little Italian Jeep.
Well, there
thing.
Was a lot of Italian influence. There was no question
about
that.
Yeah, and then I think that Fiat sold Chrysler, and I don't know who owns it now, but it's no longer called Fiat Chrysler.
There is, it's called something else, and I've forgotten what it's called, frankly.
I'm just going to Google.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what drives me nuts, by the way, about these damn Googles. When you look for results, they send you another site, and another site, and another site, and another site. So by the time you find it, you don't need the information anymore.
No, it looks like FCA Group, which I guess...
Fiat Chrysler.
I guess Fiat is still the parent company.
Yeah,
but I think there's something else. Maybe they just changed the name because it was prominently labeled Fiat Chrysler for a while, and then they've dropped the Fiat part. Maybe because people were turned away by it. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Fiat Peugeot, Fiat. Those French cars, they're nothing special, man. Any more than the Italian cars, they're pretty crappy. Speaking about the cars, one of the problems that Chrysler had is that there were too many components came from China, and China was beginning to, we're back to the Chinese connection again, and all of the things that going to China has meant for whether it's automotive, whether it's electrical, whether it's industrial, whether it's your health, all of this stuff, man, we're finding out a lot, and we don't like what we're finding out, and now the latest is that there are sanctions. You can imagine having the Volsum to pull this off, to do this. The Chinese are going to sanction these man,
how
do
they even do that?
Impulsive. Well, to finish the
story, they announced on Monday that they are issuing sanctions against Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and then two other U.S. officials for, quote, interfering in China's internal affairs. What can they even do? I don't get it. How do you issue a sanction? Is this the new fatwa?
Doing business with
Texas
with companies that are in their districts. Yeah, that's what they say. But who cares?
Ted Cruz doesn't seem to care. He said the Chinese Communist Party is terrified and lashing out. They forced over 1 million Uyghurs into concentration camps and engaged in ethnic cleansing, including horrific forced abortions and sterilizations. These are egregious human rights atrocities that cannot be tolerated. That's the first thing he's ever said that I fully agree with.
All right, so you're going to like this one. Yesterday, He was captured. If you Google Cruz and American Airlines, you will see pictures of him refusing to wear a mask on the American flight from Washington to Dallas, which he takes a couple of times.
Oh, Ted, you had me here. You had me with the Chinese atrocities, and now you're just back to being Ted Cruz.
Yeah. So American is saying that they're not going to let him fly with them anymore. I don't know.
All the airlines are saying that you can't fly without a mask on.
So, but like, can you imagine being that tone deaf to, you know, I'm not wearing a mask, and you don't think everybody's going to take a picture of you? What in the world is the matter with your common sense quotient? You don't think that and Cruz has always been in my mind. You know, remember my slogan, want to lose, vote for Cruz. He's never been one of my pals, but neither is Marco Rubio as far as that's concerned. But they get this arrogance when they get into a position of what they think is important. They think they're better than everybody else. So the people all around him were taking pictures of him, and the flight attendant said, please, Senator Cruz, put your mask on. And he said, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. He didn't say, I'm sorry. He said, no, I'm not putting on a mask. So he's the only one on the plane.
The airport.
What's
because
that?
Everyone in the airport is supposed to wear a mask, too. So how did he even get to the plane?
I don't know. Maybe he took it off when he got on the plane. I don't know that side of the story. Mm. I just know that he's made himself look foolish.
Yeah.
And American, to save face, is going to have to do something.
Irresponsible.
Yeah,
this is so irresponsible. Come on, Ted Cruz. You know, you're standing up for the Uyghurs, and I love that, but, like, come on. Stand up for the American people. Don't spread disease. Everybody needs to mask up, and we can, you know, we can get back to normal in a few weeks if people just pay attention and
it's
just take some responsibility.
It really is. If you look around the all the stats now, the disease is much less difficult to deal with in terms of what toll it takes on your body. That being said, you're still, there's a vulnerable population that will get it and may die. And so why would you want to infect that on somebody else? Think about it in terms of your own family. How'd you like somebody in your family to get it and succumb to it? I think that's what you think about.
Yeah.
And it's what you teach your children.
Well, that's what you should think about. Or, you know, the problem is too many people don't think about that until it's too late. And grandma or grandpa or an aunt or an uncle has caught it and you know, has succumbed to it. And then people
Miles, I guess I should
wear a mask.
Miles was showing me his mask yesterday, last night when we were talking.
Does he have, like, a custom one with a cow on
it? No, he doesn't have we don't make them that small. The cow mask is for adults, although I'm sure we could probably adapt one. To it. When I go out there next month, I'll bring him a couple and we'll try them out. But he was showing how he and his mother made ice cream again last night, and he calls me when he wants me to see the ice cream that he's made. Look, Grant.
Do you have an ice cream maker?
Yeah. And
they're
teaching him. They made strawberry and lemon and chocolate and a couple of other flavors, and it becomes one of those things. You know, they're trying to teach him how he's very good at putting things together, like putting puzzles together and train tracks together and all that sort of thing. He's very curious, and he wants to know more about food and cooking. So his mother shows him how the food is made, where it comes from, which I think is important. They have one of those, I got them one of those lettuce grow things that
I get
to a lot of people. I wanted to get one to you, but you don't have an outside porch space.
No, I would love one of those.
But everybody that all my close friends and relatives have them. And it's a great way to watch things grow. And Miles is fascinated with how quickly the lettuce grows, the peas. He's even got a vine. He's got cucumbers growing in his this year. And so, you know, he wants to know he hears me talking about the food and where it comes from. And he loves to go to the farmer's market, asks his mother lots of questions about food. And so they started cooking some things together. And Megan is actually a pretty decent cook when she wants to be, which takes the time. And so it's a cool way to understand life. You know, as children come up, they need to understand all the aspects of life that they are going to have to encounter as they become adults.
Yeah, but most American kids, you know, where does the pizza come from? Oh, it's frozen from the freezer.
Right.
Where do chicken nuggets come from? Well, who knows?
Right.
No one knows.
Exactly, but that's the point. Thank you.
Mac and cheese comes from a box. I mean, that's what the American diet is. It's terrible.
Amazing. Here's a way for you to fix a... when I'm talking about certain advertisers, I'm always trying to get you to understand they are there to help you and to solve a problem. Otherwise, what good are they? Right? Bottom line is, what good is me talking about MyPillow if you don't take the product and use it to make your life better? And because their guarantees are so great, because they're all made in America, you know that they stand by their product. And you'll enjoy it or you get your money back. It's that simple. Go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and get the BOGO deals. You buy one, get another one free. That continues. That sale continues with the DJV code. Buy whatever you need. Sheets, pillows, pillowcases, towels. MyPillow.com, code DJV.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Sounds like Get Your Motor Running, Get Out on the Highway. You know that song? You know that song, Victoria, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. All right. It's Chuck time, except Chucker is, what is he doing? Making ice cream for his stores. Chuck's in the ice cream business in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where he's lived most of his life. Came from New York originally, but settled in this town and became quite a fixture. Local government, local business, that kind of stuff. He's a fabulous guy. Happy he's a... my friend and a good friend of the program because he's so knowledgeable. I mean, think about it, Victoria. Who else knows as much about some of the nuance? Although when we ask him some practical questions, sometimes he doesn't know what we're talking about. But mostly all the DVDs, the videos, and the stuff that he's very familiar with. So wasn't the theme from Unsolved Mysteries, was it? Was that
no.
The theme? No.
Mm-mm.
All right. So what do you have in store for us in terms of straightening out what's going on with Unsolved Mysteries, a show you really think is fabulous?
Yeah. Well, Unsolved Mysteries has been rebooted on Netflix. And so the show originally aired in 1987, and it was, and this is less than a month ago, it got rebooted for modern audiences, and it is, it instantly became in the top 10, if not the top 5 at this point, on Netflix of what people are watching. We binged through the whole season. I think there's 6 episodes, and 6 different Unsolved Mysteries. Each one is a totally different story. And so the good news that's coming out of it, at the end of it, just like the original show, it says, if you have any information on the case, go to unsolved.com. And so over 2,000 tips
wow.
came in on one of the cases.
Really?
And this was a horrific story of a young black man who was 23. He and his friends went to a house party in Kansas, and he disappeared, and they found his body. They did, you know, searches all around this farm where this house party took place. And so the theory is that he was killed basically by a group of white guys who didn't like the fact that one of the girls who was white took a liking to him, and so that was that. The theory is that he was killed.
That's they not found a new story.
I know. They found his shoes and his wallet and his phone sort of just thrown out of a moving car, and they eventually did find his body, but mm-hmm. they never came up with any leads. And 15 years, this happened 15 years ago, and now because his story is back in the forefront, a lot of people who were at that house party who didn't speak to the police or said they didn't see anything and they didn't know anything, some of those people have come forward now. If you think about it, when you're 23, okay, maybe they didn't want to admit that they knew something or thought something bad happened, you know, but 15 years later, they're all probably married with kids now, and their conscience is probably weighing on them, as it should. And so some of those people who are involved in the case have come forward, and then there are other people who just watched the show, who lived in the neighborhood, lived in that area, and have come forward with some anonymous tips. So the police are now reopening this investigation, and hopefully this will lead to some cases being solved after all these years. And this poor guy, I forget what his name, Alonzo Brooks, his poor mother was, you know, pleading for anybody to come forward. It's been 15 years. They have the body. They know he's not coming back, but they want to have his killers brought to justice, as anyone would. And so this show is really, like a lot of true crime podcasts that have led to arrests, The Jinx led to the arrest of Robert Durst. He's going to be probably found guilty of murdering his friend, which he should because he did it. So it's interesting to see how many of these tips come through. It's thousands
captures,
now.
Captures your imagination. Yep. Also, oftentimes on Movie Moments, we talk about the personalities, the movie stars. Johnny Depp, for example, 5 days of testimony in his case against the Sun newspaper, saying his ex-wife Amber Heard had thrown a haymaker punch on him the night he...
That is, the two of them, if you read the transcript of what's gone on, and the Daily Mail has been covering this trial every day, it's taking place in London, mm-hmm. and it is just, my God, they were a dysfunctional couple. It's like, yeah. It was just, they were awful.
Well, she spent $650 million of his money, right?
Oh, I don't think it was that much, but he spends a lot of his own money. He's broke now, so yeah. He blamed his business managers, but I don't know. He spent, $30,000 a month on dog supplies, and,
yeah.
I mean, they're crazy people, so I don't know who's going to win that case, but they both sound like they're equally awful.
They're just, so maybe they deserved each other under the circumstances. All right, so there it is, an overview of some things going on in the world of moviedom, if you will. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at your service, on your side, on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.